When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Mike in North Dakota is doing some work in the basement. How can we help?
I am insulated my basement with foam, and now I'm putting up sheetrock.
Okay.
And I bought both normal sheetrock and moisture-resistant sheetrock, and I want to put the moisture-resistant on the bottom. But my question is, I have to cut along the long edge of the sheetrock to make it fit on the bottom. Does that hurt the moisture resistance factor if that's on the bottom of the sheetrock at the basement level, at the floor level?
Well, Mike, why do you want to use a combination of the two? I mean, the moisture resistant is really meant to be used in the entire installation in the basement because, you know, even if you're just putting it at the bottom where moisture tends to be, moisture still gets into the air, especially in a basement situation. So you kind of, if you're going for the moisture resistancy, you might want to just use it through the whole space.
Oh, because I've already bought it, so should I change that? I just thought maybe, I've never had water in the basement just for fear if it should happen. I thought that maybe would prevent it from any mold or a mold problem or something, but I don't know.
If you were working in the basement and, say, mold spores were to find their way into the air, which is very common, and if you're dealing with the regular paper-faced drywall on the upper half of the wall surface, these mold spores in the air are going to find that food source, which is paper, now on your traditional drywall, and start sort of breeding and living there. So if I were doing some work in a basement, I would go with the moisture resistance throughout the space. Now, that said, when you're working with a moisture-resistant drywall, I know Georgia Pacific has one called Den's Armor, which is great. You can absolutely cut that. The moisture resistancy is the coating on the outside, which is fiberglass, and of course the inside, which is the gypsum product. Everything has been treated in the moisture resistant product, so you can cut it and then go ahead and finish it with the fiberglass tape as you would any other drywall.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.